see what's on the old radio.
Welcome to the Dyad Presents, a video game music podcast.
This guy sounds familiar.
I'm the Dyad, and this is part one of a three-part special on the history and music of Shaq Fu.
No.
God. Radio podcast where we have fun talking about video games and video game music. -8, and we're your hosts. My name is Rob Nichols.
And I'm Pernell.
Every week we get together and we listen to... How do, dear friends, and welcome to episode 32.
Welcome to the VGM Jukebox. I'm Emily.
And I'm Josh. Each week we play two...
Feel like something different.
Live from the beautiful campus of Hajiu, you're listening to WSXY FM, your local, national, public radio station. News, info, and all-night chiptunes.
I don't know about this either.
I'm Theo Dyad, and this is Thoughtful Questions, Real Tears. If you're just joining us today, my guest is author and entertainer, Glenn Belisario. He's just released his autobiography entitled Sensual Misconduct, My Life as a Sexy Investigator.
Ooh.
Thanks again for joining us, Glenn.
It's my pleasure, Theo. I'm a big fan. The episode where you reunited boxers Max and Scott had me weeping.
You're too kind. Before we went on our last break, you were telling me the story of how you became a sexy investigator.
Yep. All started a long time ago. I was living in Japan, and a Westerner had hired a killer as a bodyguard. But his disciple started running into problems.
Sexy problems?
The sexiest. I was living it up on the main streets of Ichigo-ya, not a care in the... Together, we ended up saving the world. Amazing. Not to think. All because she wanted to compete with him. And after all those smooches. I know, it was quite a start. But frankly, it had me shook up. I started looking for ways to cope. Would you say that this was the start of your sensual misconduct? It was. Theo, I started visiting illegal mahjong parlors. They would unload a crate of Cyclops Mammoth Tusk mahjong tiles, and I would start salivating. I couldn't help myself. I had to play those tiles. I was out of control. I was looking on the...
Down the gun, the whip, the fireball, the homing missile, and I said, "You're right. I'm not being the best me I can be."
And that's when your life took a dramatic turn. Tell me about that.
Well, I finally realized I wasn't the only one with sexy problems. I hung a shingle and opened my own firm. Smooch Problems, Inc. But, there's some confusion, and I quickly changed my name. Hot-Blooded Tough Guy Belisario Investigations, Inc.
I see. And it was about that time that you had your first undercover case, wasn't it?
Ho, ho, ho. You've done your homework, Theo.
Glenn, I'm just doing my job. What happened at Kurameki High School?
I found myself confronted with 12 beautiful girls, but one carried a terrible, man-sexy, secret.
It was my most difficult and sexiest investigation yet.
Wait, high school girl?
Yes, yes, each full of more smooches than the last. But I also had to keep my promises or I'd quite be in trouble. But Norville confessed right at the scene. By then, the authorities had rightfully been notified, but they seemed to think I was some kind of villain and
perhaps we could talk about your next great case. Tell me about your adventures in Transylvania. Did you find the experience transformative? I was transfixed by your story.
We get it, Theo. Well, I was working for a mysterious magical cult. Organization. I was sent to sexy investigate the murder of a nun called Sister Krista. I had to find out the truth, and the only way to do that was by questioning and smooching several suspects.
I see. Had you narrowed down at all, or were you...
6 suspects. It was a terribly sexy investigation. The worst of it happened at twilight when the vampires started cleaning. Glenn, may I get personal? I'm an open book, Terry. Theo. You're smiling. You know what I'm going to ask you about, don't you?
The wedding.
You said you were harboring forbidden feelings. Your best friend was getting married, yet you were distraught.
You have to understand. Maki and I had a history. When I woke up on that spaceship, all the other men had been eaten by some monstrous space alien. I had to sexy investigate how it got on board before the rest of the crew was taken out.
But they weren't taken out.
No, just the men for some reason.
And you showed up to the wedding with a giant butterfly net.
Theo, I can explain. You're being too harsh on me in this one. I really feel like if you listened with me.
You were acquitted of reckless endangerment, but convicted of assault with a deadly butterfly net. You served 8 months of a 24-month term in a maximum security prison. What was it like on the inside?
It was impossibly hard. I would say to the guards, I'm telling you, it wasn't me. And I knew I could prove it. But I had to step into an alternate dimension to find the real criminal.
You've led a fascinating life, haven't you, Glenn?
Well, most of it's made up.
Hmm?
Nothing. Eventually, Mr. Wright, my lawyer, was able to get me out. He said, we have to stick together in this dark age of love. Don't know what he meant by that, but I was afraid to look it up.
Thank you.
Glenn, I want to thank you for sharing your time with me today. Your new book, Sensual Misconduct, My Life as a Sexy Investigator, will be released in visual novel stores this Friday.
I was promised a tote bag.
I've been your host, Theo Dyad, and this is Thoughtful Questions, Real Tears, signing off. Good night, everyone.
Next up is Jazz Noises with Ray Wong Spoundfully.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Looks like I'm here anyway.